January 2nd, the beginning of a new year. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago, where we finally had a dusting of snow this morning. Thanks for taking time to join me today. Thanks also for listening to RBN, whose headquarters are at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You may subscribe to the RBN archives for only $1.33 per month by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Be sure to visit the Facebook page also. The radio schedule page is at spingola.com. And during the program, you may email your questions to spingola1 at yahoo.com. That is spingola1, the numeral 1, at yahoo.com. Otherwise, my regular email is deanna at spingola.com. Inasmuch as we are starting a new year, and as we, truth seekers, attempt to find solutions to the multitude of problems, my guest today says that there are ways to fix America. In fact, he has written a book entitled, I Can Fix America. His name is David Dooley. David, welcome to the program.
Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. How are things going?
Just really well, personally. I really believe that despite the horrible things that are going on in the world, that people can choose to be happy, to make for themselves a better environment, a better place, make your sanctuary, make your home a sanctuary, and choose to fill your life with friends and family and things that make you happy.
You're exactly right, and a lot of that philosophy is what led me to write this book, because I've been as most all of us have been watching some things happen here in America, and often we feel like we can't participate in positive change, and we don't know what to do to move the ball forward in restoring some of the great tenets of our country. And so I wrote this book and outlined some simple ways that I know that if people can do in their individual lives, not only will America get better, but also their individual lives.
Well, that's great. Now, your website is Spoken Code, one word, spokencode.com.
The website is icanfixamerica.com.
Oh, okay, but you can also get to it from Spoken Code, I guess, because that's the website that I was given.
Okay.
icanfixamerica.com is the website?
That is correct.
Okay. Did anybody pay you to write this book?
Excuse me?
Did anyone pay you to write this book?
No, I paid. Wrote it all on my own time and treasure.
Okay, that's important to know.
Oh yeah, I'm from Flint, Michigan, Deanna, and I have unfortunately witnessed firsthand what happens when the tough decisions aren't made. And so, I was back at my hometown last summer. I picked up the front page of the Flint Journal, and it said, number one in violent crime in all of America. And at that point, I was like, I'm kind of over it. I need to write a book, write the story about things that each one of us can do in our lives to make sure a national Flint, Michigan doesn't happen to the great country of America.
Right. Now, Flint is up by Detroit, right?
That's correct. Yep, about 60 miles north.
All righty. We do need to cut to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, David Dooley, after a word from our sponsors.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, And I'm here to tell you that Extendivite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendivite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Welcome back. Our guest today is David Dooley. Am I saying your last name correctly?
Yes, perfect.
All right. It's spelled D-U-L-E-Y. And we will take calls in the second hour after the first break. So at 800-313-9443. Okay, you were talking about Flint, and I've actually been to Flint. It's been several years ago. I attended a quilt convention up there and taught classes, and I was up there the entire weekend, and it seemed like a very nice community. This was probably in the mid-90s.
Okay, yeah, I was there.
I didn't see you.
I know, we didn't know each other then, but maybe next time you're in Flint, you let me know.
Well, so Flint has changed, Detroit has changed. I had thought that probably Washington, D.C. was the most violent-ridden city in America, but you say that Flint is number one?
Flint was number one as of this summer. I heard recently, there's some positive news, I heard a couple weeks ago, we're now second. St. Louis is number one. But it's really, you know, what can be learned, what can we learn from Flint? And I've tried to take some of those lessons and put them in the book in some common sense ways that are attainable and approachable for each of your listeners to do in their own lives. Make sure, like I said, the trend kind of reverses itself.
Right. Now, you offer 52 simple common sense things that the average person can do right now to turn the country around.
That's correct.
Give us your number one thing to do.
Well, you know, I always start with housing, right? Because housing was the leading downturn factor in derailing the economy. And I live in the metropolitan Atlanta area, and that has unfortunately been hit hard as most places in America, about housing declining values and foreclosures. And what I have found in my neighborhood is that a lot of these foreclosures aren't being taken care of. And the banks let the grass get 3 feet tall, and there's broken windows, and paint is looking shabby. And so what I suggest and what my book states is everything is an I can statement, because like you said, it all comes down to choices. And so I always lead with, I can mow the yard or help maintain a foreclosure in my neighborhood should I notice that it has gotten unsightly. And so why would I do that? Because if that house sells for more money than it would by looking terrible, chances are my house will sell more. Chances are the property values remain high, and there's a higher tax base for infrastructure. And so it's these small things that have cascading effect to lead, you know, to lead to positive outcomes. That's
right.
A simple example.
Well, you know, in some communities, where, as you say, the banks aren't taking care of these properties, which I think is a very egregious thing.
No, it is.
Some of those houses are being torn down because they've been plundered, because people have gone in and stripped out all the valuable things in within the homes. And so the banks just go in and tear the property down.
Yep. That has happened a lot in my hometown of Flint, Michigan. In fact, if I remember this correctly, Flint was one of the first major cities in America that actually reduced its geographical footprint because they couldn't maintain those vacant and foreclosed properties anymore. They bulldozed them down and annexed the property.
You know, it's kind of amazing because a lot of these foreclosures, as far as I understand it, if the residents would simply go to the bank and demand to see the original note, which the bank can never produce, they could actually avoid the foreclosure.
I have heard of that process before, and, you know, different bank or different foreclosure laws in every state, it seems like. In some states, I think you're accurate. I think it is well within your right to go to court, ask for them to produce the note, the note in which the terms that they are trying to enforce a foreclosure on, and like you said, often it cannot be produced.
And it's a shame. I mean, we have people living in their cars, you know, under bridges and all over in America in tent cities, and yet the banks, who seem particularly heartless, can't work something out with these people, many of whom have lost their jobs because of things like NAFTA and the outsourcing that occurred after that.
Yep, you're right.
It's just a real, really sad thing. It is amazing.
It is, and, you know, that's a great segue into actually what is number two in my book.
Okay.
I can move my financial accounts to smaller local banks or credit unions to shift power away from mega banks and promote the value of personal relationships in the banking industry. You know, there's always a price to pay in business, right? Do you want relationships or do you want perceived convenience? And I guess through being in business over the past 15 years, I've learned that relationships are what matter. And I want to have a relationship with my bank, and I can't have a relationship because I'm just, I guess for whatever reason, they don't deem me worthy enough for a good relationship with some of the big banks. And so I've begun moving all my accounts, and that's a simple idea that your listeners can do. You know, instead of complaining about the power of the big banks and the lack of stewardship that they have, take the business away, walk out the door, go build a relationship with a community bank. So
well, you know, I used to have a very, very nice relationship with my local bank, and it was, what was the name of it? It's changed names numerous times, has grown, the people are strangers now, but my goodness, we were on a first-name basis, I was in Rotary Club with the bank president and other community members. I wouldn't belong to Rotary Club now, but...
Yep.
Because of other issues. And now it's just cold. I mean, you know, it's a big bank. It's been taken over.
Yeah.
And, And about a year ago, I looked for some credit unions in my local community thinking, well, you know, should I move my money? And so encourage us to do that. Encourage me to do that.
Yeah, I think you've answered it for yourself. You know, you asked the question. I think you know the answer. I think the answer is, heck yeah, move them. Move the money so when you have a problem, because life is full of unexpected surprises, right? And I know this from banks. They generally don't want your property. Unfortunately, for a variety of regulation and circumstances, you know, they're cracking down hard on foreclosures, and there's two sides to the coin. There's not only what's going on the banking side, but it's also the banking regulation side that is forcing a lot of these banks to move fast and furious. And so there's two areas to address. And when it comes to just banking in general, however, I say do what we discussed. You know, find that small local bank, go in, shake the hand of the manager, say, I'm trusting you with my accounts and my business, and I want to know that I'll be a good customer. I want you to be a good bank. And who do I talk to in case there's a bump in the road?
I think what I resisted was that I remembered all the savings and loan fiasco from when the 80s, and where they took out, where Bush and his cronies took out all these savings and loans. And I'm thinking, wow, is it secure? Will my money be secure? What do you think?
I think so. I think there's certainly a lot of things to worry about. And I think most people, even during this last banking crisis, if they had their accounts in the FDIC-insured bank and a bank account, which I think is the most important criteria as you choose a bank, is make sure the accounts are FDIC-insured. And if you do that and you have less than, I think, $500,000 per account, you should be insured up to that amount. If you have more, open up multiple accounts.
All righty. Well, that's good information. All righty. What's number three?
Number three.
Or unless there's a better order to go through this.
Well, you know, the way I created this book is I take 14 what I'm calling major issues that the country is experiencing. And then I distill underneath those issues the I can statement that affect change with that major issue. And so the first major issue we talked about is stabilize housing. How do we stabilize housing? The second one we just got done talking about is be good stewards of our money and resources, right? And so be good stewards of the blessings of finance and of property and of any sort of other resources you might have, and make sure whoever you're investing with or giving those resources to will also be good stewards of it. The second one in the list that I talk about is build up education, right? We need to fix our educational system. And there's a lot of reasons why it might be dysfunctional and why we have declined over the years. But in the book, I suggest simple ways that you and I can go down to a local school and help. Help solve unemployment is another major issue in the book.
Okay, how can we... We're going to a break momentarily, but how can we fix our local educational system? Think about that. We'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsor. Stay tuned.
Sounds great.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Welcome back. Our guest is David Dooley. Okay, so what can we do to fix the local educational system in our own neighborhoods?
That's a great question, and maybe the most important topic that we need to spend time on, because having an educated citizenry is really what's going to allow America to flourish in the future. And so, you know, you hear all the nightmare stories about test scores and teachers having to buy their own books and paper and other supplies for the school. And so one of the simple I can statements that I talk about is I can ask a public school principal if I can adopt a teacher to make sure he or she has the necessary resources to do his job so the youth of America will excel. If the principal denies this request, I can do it anyway. And so a lot of my book is based around the philosophy that we cannot wait anymore, right? It's not getting better. We have to take the action in our individual lives, in our individual communities, to make things better. And so that is a simple way that we can, instead of waiting for the government to provide the supplies or the time or the help to the school, let's ourselves walk down there and volunteer our time and potentially money to help the teachers out. And you don't even need to have children in that school to do it. It can be anyone.
Well, that's an interesting concept. I really hadn't thought about that before. I figured, okay, in order to change the system, you need to run for the school board and get on the board and whatnot. But not everybody's going to do that. But that's everybody right. Could do a little bit.
That's right. And
very interesting.
That's the whole premise of the book is, you know, I am not running for office. I will never run for office. But I know I can affect positive change by participating in different ways that I don't have to run a campaign for, or I don't have to owe someone favors for. I can walk down to the school and say I'm here to help. Period.
Well, that's interesting. I had a book come out in April, which I hardly ever talk about on this program, and I've had numerous people say that should be required reading for students.
Yeah.
Maybe I should take my a couple of copies of my book over to my local school and say, here, I would like to donate these to the local history teacher.
Yeah, there you go. It's the mindset that I hope my book, I Can Fix America, communicates, is that each one of us has ways that we can make America better, that we can fix it. And it's not going to be through a magical day, election day. That might help in certain, you know, areas, but that's not going to be it. We're going to have to roll up our sleeves, each one of us, and do the work. And so my book, like I said, just outlines simple ways to do that and not wait on the system or other people to make it happen.
Right. Okay, your book, I Can Fix America, it is available where? And when? Did it come out yesterday?
Came out December 31st, right before the New Year's. And I like to call it the most important coffee table book in the history of America because I designed it specifically to be left out, to start conversations and to inspire. And so it's available immediately right now at icanfixamerica.com. And it's Amazon.com is receiving their stock any day now, and you can go to Amazon.com if that's your preferred way to buy a book and add it to your wish list, and then they'll shoot you an email once it's available. And the sales price is $17.76.
Oh, that's a clever number.
Very good. It just all worked out.
Very good. All righty, let's go to the next solution.
Yeah. You know, I talk a lot about, and what I led, and something that your listeners can participate in, is every week if you log on to my website, or you can follow me on Twitter at icanfixamerica.com, or at the handle icanfixamerica, or on Facebook at icanfixamerica. Every week, my commitment is this. In 2012, I, David Dooley, am going to personally live the book. And so I'm not going to offer any advice that I'm not willing to do myself, which I think is absent in a lot of our national debate. And so the beginning of this year, I started with the next one, which is under the macro issue, stop entitlement thinking. And the ICANN statement is, I can start a new business full-time or one on the side if I'm unhappy with my current income or job. And so I've written this book. This week I'm creating the business and getting the word out, and I hope to be very successful so I can pay my taxes and hire people. I mean, and I think that's an important message. At a time where sometimes business is villainized, I think it's the only way that we're going to get out of the funk that our country is experiencing in regards to employment.
All righty. We will be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Please excuse those two very distasteful commercials. Oh, two in one break. I'm so sorry. All right, David.
Yes, ma'am.
I probably shouldn't say things like that, but oh, I hate those commercials. They're just really
they're,
distasteful.
Diverse. They're
okay.
Interesting.
Okay. All right, so you are actually living what you are saying in your book, and you've created your own company, and that is your publishing company?
Yeah, I'm actually self-publishing. I did all the research, and I just couldn't find the value proposition of me going through a traditional publisher, and so I also wanted to make sure that my message and my beliefs were communicated the way I would stand behind them. And so I wanted full creative control. And so I built, it wasn't that hard, but I built a little publishing company and printed the books and built the website. And here I am talking to you now.
Well, that's very cool. Now, you have some other interviews lined up?
Yeah, I have a couple more today. Exciting.
Well, good for you.
It's been very exciting, and I think it's a message that is timely. This is a non-political book because I believe the political process is destructive right now. And I think these problems can be solved outside that process. And so I'm kind of one of those guys that I'd rather live and die by my own sword. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm out there communicating
okay.
those those ideas.
Has the mainstream media wanted to interview you?
Yeah, tonight is there's some interest from some major media sources. Nothing confirmed yet, but it has been exciting. And I purposely held off the launch of this book until just 2 days ago. And so we're very early in this process, and you're one of the first people I've had the honor to talk to. And so I thank you for being a trailblazer and letting me talk about the book.
Well, I think it's a book that's worth talking about. I like the graphics. I think visuals are very important to emphasize a point, and you've done that very well.
That is the wonderful gift of my illustrator and my current fiance, Rosie Falcone. And so I'm a very lucky man.
That's great. That's great.
It has been a great journey, and part of putting this book together has been the realization on how many things I've been screwing up in my own life, and how I need
kind of self-evaluation then, as you've written it.
As I've been, you know, and I'm like, wow, you know, I have been part of the problem. And one of the ICANN statements that really resonated with me, and just to show you kind of how dysfunctional my thinking was, is I'm from Flint, Michigan, right? You know, the birthplace of General Motors. And I have seen what happens when the industry moves out, right, and demand drops and a climate for labor becomes hostile. And, you know, and I was driving a foreign car. I mean, I mean, and so as I went through this, I'm like, you know what? I can't believe that I've done that. And so I sold the car, and I bought a Ford F-150 truck, and I love it.
Good for you. Good for you. I have a PT Cruiser.
Oh, yeah. Great car. And so, you know, it's a journey, and there's no such thing as being perfect, right? But and the message of the book is we can be better, and that better, and by being better, we can help turn the country around.
Well, the other thing, as much as you've brought up a foreign product, how many of us will buy American products, or do we want that lower price?
Yep, you're going to pay for it one way or the other, right?
Yes.
So you got to decide on what end do you want to pay for it. Do you want to pay it with less jobs and crumbling infrastructure and no tax base? Or do you want to just pay a little bit more up front?
Right.
Well, one or the other.
In my own experience, I saw Walmart, a place that I would never shop at, go into a lot of small communities in Illinois, which is where I live in the suburbs of Chicago.
Yep.
And a lot of my territory was in, all over Illinois. I traveled in Iowa, Wisconsin, and I saw all of these small community stores, fabric shops and all kinds of shops, go out of business when the Walmart came into town.
Yep.
And these businesses had been in the communities for years and years, and then all of a sudden, they were gone.
Yep. And so, I'm a business guy first and foremost. I started my first company when I was 24. And I understand the Walmart argument, right? Their argument is due to their massive purchasing power that they have raised, quote unquote, the standard of living in America because you can get more with less. I think that's even part of their slogan, right? But I would argue that while that might make sense on the surface, it might actually be true as far as physical products. I'm not sure if we as a nation get more by paying less. You know,
right.
There's consequences to things.
And I'm not certain that's true across the board because I represented a lot of textile companies, very high quality textile companies. I could not sell anything to to Walmart if I tried, because they were looking for cheap.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. And they're looking for cheap because, unfortunately, many people vote with their pocketbook, right? And they have somehow decided that paying less at retail is the optimal decision for them and their family, when in fact they might be working at a local factory that produces obviously a good made in America that Walmart might not sell because of that factor, because of the cost structure. And so, you know, it's easy to pay less. It's hard to think through all the consequences of paying a little bit more for something that's made in America, that's headquartered in America, where the money stays in America. And so, like I said, my book is just about being more conscious of those things and how those decisions affect your individual life.
Okay. Let's go on to the next solution, the next step. You talk about visiting your elders.
Yes.
Do you want to go there next?
Yeah. You know, I just think the major issue that statement addresses is learn from history and, you know, respect your elders. And so the premise is this. I've realized as I get a little bit older, as special as I thought I was when I was in my late teens and early 20s, I'm really not that unique. You know, is that when I talk to people in generations past, they've lived through hard times. They've had to make the tough decisions and sacrifices, and I think there's a lot to learn from them and not dismiss them. And so in my book, you know, I said, sure, they might not have an email account, but chances are they know a heck of a lot more about work ethic and sacrifice than you do. And spend time learning from the lessons of the past. Find out what's worked so we don't spend time making the same mistake. And I unfortunately see us make a lot of the same mistakes that had happened in the past, and we're just not listening to our elders and the wisdom that they have at a level that we should as a nation.
Right. On a personal level, that is, I believe, true. But on an educational level, there are certain societies, agencies, foundation-funded agencies, who have actually rewritten our history. And yep. So the history that our children learn at school is totally inaccurate. And
yeah,
paints
a
very false.
Part of the spoils of war is you get to write the story, right?
Right. The winners write the histories.
That's right. Yeah, I think you're right, but I think there's some foundational truth in living life and in being a good neighbor and a good citizen and a good steward of the blessings that we have here in this country, and that's what I try to talk about. Things that I know I can live and implement today, you know.
Okay. All righty. After you've talked to your elders.
Yeah.
And I do like these visuals.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. We spent a lot of time, and that's why, and I think now that you've seen it, why it's a great coffee table book.
Oh, absolutely.
It's easy. It's thought-provoking. You can, you know, people learn one of two ways, either through the written word or through visual depictions, and I wanted to translate the message in both of those forms, and that's why you see the ICANN statement and then someone actually, an illustration of that statement being done.
Well, actually, about 75% of the population are visually, they receive visual images more and learn more from visuals than they do from the written word or from auditory.
Yeah.
So I think
I'm
that's important.
I know that.
Yeah. Now, one of the things you say is to stop entitlement thinking.
That's right. You know,
give us a definition of entitlement thinking.
Well, it's funny. If you go to my website, this is the topic that I launched my company with, because I say, you know, no one owes me a job. I'm going to go out and make it happen. I wrote this book, built the website, invested blood, sweat, and tears to make it happen. And I hope through talking with you and other people like you that this book will sell and be successful, and then people will help change America. I don't believe anyone owes me anything. I don't believe, you know, I grew up in a very interesting family. My father was born in 1922. My mother was born in 1947. And so I had this old school upbringing where I remember one day I asked my dad for an allowance. And he looked at me like I was crazy, and he says, "You're allowed to live here at the house." You know, and I never knew the magic and the gift that his perspective was on the world to me, and how it has really led me to think and be successful in my own life. Because I now people have helped me be successful, and I have a huge list of people to thank that have gotten me the opportunities that I've had in my life. But it was always up to me to execute on it. And I think we live in a world, unfortunately, where there's too much. Just because I showed up here doesn't mean I'm entitled to a free house, free health care, cars, a cell phone, utilities. Times are tough. I understand that. I don't believe that the role of government is to provide those things. I believe that's the role of private charity. And so to help people back on their feet. So that's kind of my definition of entitlement. Just because something happened in the past doesn't mean you're owed it in the future.
Exactly. Well, I totally agree with you. Children, unfortunately, have not had the opportunity to, or most children have not had the opportunity to learn those things that you learned that, you know, if you want to have some money, if you're 10, 12 years old, then you figure out a legitimate way of earning it.
Yeah, and my father helped me find that. He's like, "Dave, what is it that you want?" I told him. He goes, "How much does that cost?" I told him. He said, "Here are the 17 things you need to do around the house to attain it. And here's the value I'm assigning to each one. So do them in what order you feel like you need to. But not until they're done will you have what you want."
And, wow.
And so that was a gift. I mean, a lot of my friends weren't raised that way. And I'm 36 years old now. And I live in a generation that a lot of my friends, you know, think the world owes them something. And I just was not brought up with that.
Right. I mean, look at all the toys that children have now. I mean, I see little kids with cell phones, and I'm amazed. I'm amazed.
A 4-year-old that got an iPad for Christmas.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. You know, a friend of mine. So you're right. You know, it's just, to me, a little bit back to basics on you work hard, you be good, you lie, or you don't lie, you be a man of your word, and things work out. It's magical.
Right. Now, one of the images that you have in the book that talks about entitlements, you have a car crash.
Yes, I do.
And one of the guys says, "Sorry, that was my fault." And the other fellow responds, "I know, accidents happen. We will work it out together." And usually when something happens, the first thing a person does is say, "Oh, lawsuit, I'm going to call my lawyer," you know? But
yeah.
Accidents do happen.
Yeah, you read that statement, and that statement is, I can accept that mistakes and accidents do happen, and choose not to rush to sue people should I become a victim of an incident beyond their reasonable control. You know, I have friends that maybe not friends, but people I've heard of through in my circle of network that, you know, would love to slip and fall in a Publix or a grocery store, right? Because they think it's like winning the lottery. But that's not how the world should work. I understand that, you know, attorneys were invented and there's some dysfunctional insurance and tort law out there, but it's part of life that is inevitable. Accidents happen. Move on, forgive, rebuild, and
alrighty,
make it happen.
We will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Our guest is David Dooley. That's D-U-L-E-Y. David, let's qualify the lawsuit situation a bit. I know there are pharmaceutical companies that produce very, very harmful products, and yet they are totally shielded from any kind of lawsuits. What is your take on that?
Well, that's a great question. And one of those problems in the world that really have to be solved on a consumer, and also, unfortunately, this is where the politicians get involved that orchestrate and write the rules. And so, you know, I am no expert on what exactly happens in the pharmaceutical world, although I've heard stories. And so I guess is, how do you live your life individually to try to limit your exposure to that kind of risk?
Okay.
Where you don't need their product. I talk about with one of my I can statements is one of the major issues is cure ourselves and our healthcare system. And one of the terrible truths of the state of the union that the nation is in is we are overweight and we use products that are poisonous to us. And that's what feeds the pharmaceutical industry. And so number 36 in my book is I can lose weight if I'm overweight and or quit smoking if I smoke, knowing that this will not only benefit me and the ones who love me, but also help reduce the healthcare expenses in America. I don't know if you knew this, but if you just address those two issues, being overweight and tobacco use, we could save up to $1 trillion a year of direct and indirect costs in the United States healthcare system.
$1 trillion. Yeah, I agree with you. I'm a non-smoker, non-drinker, and I believe that those are wise choices.
And those are, yeah. And so individually, we decide what we put in our body. And when we put bad stuff in our body, bad things happen to our body, and then we have to use whatever's being produced that allows us to feel better so then we can go put more bad stuff in our body, you know?
Right.
Other than I have a friend that's on blood pressure medication, right? Lowers her blood pressure. But really, all she needs to do is change her diet to lower her blood pressure. But she'd rather be on the blood pressure medication than make the tough decision to live a healthier lifestyle.
Wow. And of course, you have a lot of side effects from all that pharmaceutical garbage.
That's right. I mean, the body is magical. I have certainly fluctuated in weight, and I hope part of my journey this year by living the tenets of the book is to get in the best shape of my life. But it's amazing how fast the body restores and heals and gets better if you start doing the right things with it. You start eating right, start exercising a little bit. It's amazing what it can do.
Right. I agree. All righty. What other solutions?
A lot of times the neediest in our society are often out of sight, out of mind. And a lot of times we give money to people that, I live in a metropolitan city, and so there's a lot of homeless if I'm walking downtown. It's easy to give them money. It's hard for me to figure out why they're homeless and figure out a way that I can help them get back on their feet and teach them to fish instead of hand them a fish, right?
All righty. We do have to take our 1-minute top-of-the-hour break. We'll be right back with our guest.